Welcome, welcome to the show. It is me. It is me, your girl, Laborly, a.k.a. Kat Lee, and...
Podcast.
Hold on, we're going to do that again, because we don't do that.
You have now tuned in to Ambitiously, the podcast.
All right. Listen, today, my friends, my lovely babies, is Media Monday. Today is the day that we get into what's going on in these Gab Beach streets. We need to talk about it. There's a lot of things going on right now. Child, there's a lot of things going on. I'm going to save this one thing for last only because I have a lot of insight on this particular thing. And I'll explain that later. But for the most part, hold on, let me see what we got in the comments. All right, good. Everything's good. Okay, cool. Yeah, Doc, today is Media Monday. Today is the day we talk about it. Listen, there are a lot of things that we need to talk about today. So I'm going to start with this one because it's funny. It's funny, and Doc, you know why it's funny. I'm going to start with this one, and then we'll work our way through some things. But before I get started on that, because I'm sorry, I just got so excited to just say that in itself. Listen, if you want to join the conversation, you can join the conversation. I recommend that you join the conversation. The number is 443-551-5963. You can text or you can drop a comment. If you text and drop a comment, I will read it out loud. You drop a comment, it'll be on the screen. If you call in, you will be live on air, just so that you know. If you want to talk to us about anything, hit us up, contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Or you can hit us up at ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. Okay? ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. You say it on the bottom of the screen. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast because we need every like, every share, every subscription. That's how we keep this thing going, man. That's how we keep it going. Listen, check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com, www.ambitiouslyent.com. Okay, now that I've gotten all that out of the way, we're going to get into some things. We're going to talk about it. We need to talk about it. So the first thing on our agenda for this evening, on our Gab Beat, on these Gab Beat streets, is Cuba Gooding Jr. says he's turning to the Lord during this trying time for Diddy, revealing that he's praying for his fallen mogul as the federal trial. Federal trial creeps on. We caught up, so they caught up with the actor in LA airport, LAX, on Wednesday, and they asked him if he's keeping up with the developments in the Diddy sex trafficking trial. While he says it's darn near impossible to avoid, you know, keeping up with the trial. Oh, child. Cuba says he's keeping Diddy and his alleged victims, pointing to Cassie Ventura and her family specifically in his prayers. While Cuba says it ain't easy feeling sympathy for the bad boy hitmaker. What? He still musters up, pointing to the Bible verse about not casting stones at fellow sinners. Mm-hmm. Oh, child, why they got a picture of him with his hand on Lil Rodney's thigh meat? Anyway, Gooding talks about the old school studio system fixers too, who used to make problems disappear by cash or force, noting the admiration people use to feel for their stars has evaporated as Hollywood secrets have been leaked out. Yeah, your hand on people's thigh meat. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry, y'all. Worth noting, Cuba was sued alongside Diddy by Rodney Jones for allegedly touching, groping, and fondling Mr. Jones' leg, his upper inner thighs near his groin, his thigh meat, and the small of his back near his buttocks and shoulders. Ooh, child. The lawsuit was dismissed in May. So they did dismiss his lawsuit in May for failure to serve Gooding and Justin Combs, Diddy's son. Gooding has always denied wrongdoing in this case, and claims he barely knows Diddy. While the trial has canceled, the trial was canceled for because of the juror having symptoms of vertigo. Diddy's federal case is coming to an end quickly, with officials expecting testimony to wrap up around the end of this month. Cuba got Diddy on his brain, leading with God's grace for his fellow star. Listen, Linda. Hold on, y'all. I'll go off camera. I'm still here, though. Listen, Linda. Your hand was on that man's thigh meat. I'm sorry. I got excited. I got the picture. I sent you, Cuba. Your hand was on that man's thigh meat. It was there. And reading this, I saw the picture again. Your hand was on that man's thigh meat. Listen, I think the only reason why he got away with it this time is because, like I said, they couldn't serve him. So in my mind, he was just like, you know what? I'm just going to jump around so they can't serve me. Oh, child, on his thigh meat. So that's that. Cuba has chimed in finally. I've been waiting for him to chime in for a while now. I wanted to hear what he had to say. Listen, today's show is going to be about everybody being exposed at this point in time. But Cuba, you was top on my list. All right. Top on my list. Let's get this Chris Brown real quick. Oh my gosh, I hate reporting on Chris Brown because somebody gonna say something. But anyway, Chris Brown was back in court on Friday morning to answer to the charges related to his alleged 2023 bottle throwing incident in a London nightclub. The rapper showed up at Southwark Crown Court in the British capital and was greeted by a sea of fans and photographers outside. He looked quite dapper too. Sporting a blue suit and a black tie, he was all business as he stepped out of the SUV and walked inside the courthouse without uttering a word. During the hearing, Chris pled not guilty to attempting to cause grievous bodily harm for allegedly chucking a bottle at Abraham Diao. I want to say it right, but if I didn't, my apologies. Inside a lot of London's Tate nightclub in February of 2023, his alleged accomplice, Amolu Akulun, I can't say his name either, but his alleged accomplice, also pled not guilty to the same charge. Brown was not required to enter a plea to charges of assaulting the gentleman to cause him bodily harm and possessing an offensive weapon, which is the bottle, in a public place. Last month, Chris was arrested and jailed in connection with the alleged assault after he flew into the UK for his Breezy Bowl XX tour. The judge later released Chris on conditional bail after he turned over his passport and paid $5 million in British, well, 5 million in British pounds as a security fee, which translated to $6.7 million in American dollars. As a part of the bail conditions, Chris must return to court for his hearing. If he doesn't, then he could forfeit the security fee. Oh, they're going to keep his money. Meanwhile, Chris has continued his international tour, with the court giving him access to his passport while traveling to various shows throughout Europe to honor his commitments. Listen, Linda. Listen. There's a bunch of stuff going on right now. Let me see. Let me check these comments real quick. All right, let me see. All right, so Doc, what you laughing at? Cuba, or yourself? Because I knew you was getting ready to say this. Oh my gosh, I knew you was getting ready to say this. This is why I kind of didn't want to report this, but I have to report what's going on. So, but I knew you was gonna call him that. I'm not calling him that. Doc said, I mean, it was a bottle, not a baggie. Snip. I'm not calling him Breezy. Wouldn't throw that. You out of control. You are out of control. Listen, just saying. You are out of control, Doc. Oh my gosh. I knew you. Listen, when I was about to read the story, I was like, oh my gosh. I don't even know if I want to read it because I know what's going to happen next. But yeah, so he pled not guilty to the charge. So we're gonna see what happens with that, and they different over there. So yeah. All right, let's get to this. I knew he was gonna call him that. I just knew it in my heart and my soul. I knew it was gonna happen. I just knew it. I wonder what Reside C Brown has on his passport. But it is not brown, white, powdery, maybe. Oh my gosh, you are out of control. See, that's why I did him early, because I'm not doing this for the rest of the night. I'm not doing this for the rest of the night. I'm not doing it, Doc. Let's get to Fat Joe real quick. Let's get to Fat Joe real quick. So Fat Joe's former hype man says, in a new lawsuit, that he saw the rapper having relations with underage girls who were 15 and 16 years old. But Joe says the allegations are BS. Terrence T.A. Dixon filed a lawsuit Thursday claiming that there were at least two minor females Fat Joe had relations with. And another he allegedly fell in love with. Lord, in the docs obtained, Dix's attorney, Blackburn, claims a 16-year-old Dominican girl who performed fellatio and other acts on Joe in exchange for cash, clothing, cell phone bill payments. Oh my Lord, child. Dixon claims Joe started a relationship with a 15-year-old Caucasian girl after meeting her at an overseas concert. He says He says Joe flew her to New York and Miami multiple times, paid for her to get a BBL because her body was adolescent and not fully formed. Dixon claims the girl is now married to a pro athlete. Oh, child. Okay. In the suit, Dixon claims that Joe was in love with a Latina he met when she was 15 years old, and says Joe paid all the girl's bills, took her overseas for tours, put her up in a condo near where he lived at with his wife in Florida, and attempted leaving his wife for her. Oh, child. Dixon says that Joe has an unhealthy and troubling fixation with underage individuals, raps about it, and she's my mama. oh Lord. Joe's ex-hype man says that Joe, Fat Joe, coerced him into having relations with a woman after a concert, sometimes in full view of other people. It says that Joe underpaid him, denied him songwriting credits, and concealed royalties and back-end payments. Joe's attorney, Joe Tacopina, that's a funny name, Tacopina. The lawsuit is a blatant act of retaliation for a civil suit Joe filed against Dixon. Oh, Lord. So he filed first, and then so Tacopina says the allegations are lies intended to damage his reputation and force settlement through public pressure. And he claims law enforcement is aware of what he says are extortion demands from Dixon. As we first reported, Joe sued Dixon back in April for defamation after Dixon allegedly made similar PDO allegations against Joe on social media. Dixon is going after Joe for damages. Child. It's always something. It's always something. So, I gotta go back to what Doc said. All right, so. No, we already read that. I'm taking that off the screen. We already read that. I'm not doing that. Big Fat Liar Joe. Okay. That's what Dixon is saying. Pants on Fire Joe. I don't know. Let me see. Not Blackburn. Yep, Blackburn again. You know Blackburn is everywhere. A Blackburn is everywhere. Oh boy. Doc said, oh boy. What the fizzy? Doc said, with the fizzy. Let me see what else Doc said. The story is sounding very familiar to the dealers, isn't it? Isn't it? Quite similar to the dealers. So I don't know. I don't know. Doc, I just don't. I don't know. How you get your name, Joe? I don't know. But he's saying he liked young girls and he was going to leave his wife for one of them, allegedly. So, yeah, and I don't know. I just don't know. I feel like, well, I'm going to say this at the end of everything, because at the last story anyway, because it's a lot going on in the music industry right now. In Hollywood and in the music industry right now, it's a lot happening right now. And I'm just flabbergasted. I am. And especially because these are people that you never think that you're going to hear these type of stories about, and then the stories come out, and then now all of a sudden you hear the stories. You feel me? So, I don't know. I just don't know. Back to R. Kelly, though. So, R. Kelly is scared out of his mind and desperately begging to be let out of prison, according to the members of his legal team, who said the singer broke down in tears during a recent phone call as he fears for his life. His health is spiraling behind bars. Child, I didn't think he was gonna have the luxurious stay you in jail. One second. I'm still here though. Oh, child. All right, I'm back. So Nicole Blank Becker, one of Kelly's attorneys, says that the 57-year-old is petrified to find himself back in prison after he was released from the hospital. He's fretting about his health and his safety. K- Kelly is currently locked up in special housing, in a special housing unit in North Carolina. Oh, child. Not in North Carolina prison. He's emotional and he cried and intermediately on the phone on Monday. Becker tells us, adding again, out of fear for his life. As was reported, Kelly was recently rushed to a local North Carolina hospital after overdosing on medication administered to him while he was in prison custody. During the visit, doctors allegedly told him he need surgery and would remain hospitalized for roughly 2 weeks, but things took a dramatic turn. The next thing he knows, he's whisked out of the hospital and back into the prison, never to see the doctor again, Becker says. The longtime Kelly lawyer says, whether you like R. Kelly or not, what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong. He's a human being who needs medical attention immediately. Oh, child. Kelly's legal team filed a request for him to be moved to home confinement. Becker tells us Kelly has no issue at the Butner, North Carolina prison prior to the alleged murder plot involving another inmate there. Becker says that's in contrast to problems R. Kelly faces during his time locked up in Chicago and in New York. Meanwhile, one of R. Kelly's attorneys, Bo Britley, says that the singer's health continues to deteriorate behind bars. Robert is suffering. He's still not getting his blood thinners. He's receiving no treatment for blood clots whatsoever, despite being diagnosed in the hospital. Britley adds that the team just received a signed HIPAA waiver, and he's actively working to obtain R. Kelly's medical records from Duke Hospital to bolster their efforts in court. R. Kelly is currently serving 30 years in prison for trafficking and racketeering convictions. Yo, it's getting crazy and crazier. Crazier and crazier. I would rather be a meme than a 90s rapper or R&B single right now. I'm trying to tell you, because this is looking bad for all of them right now. It's going up. I'm not gonna give y'all too much of the Diddy news right now, because it's a lot. But like, I will say this: I do have the verdict documents. I'm gonna post them on the app. The verdict sheet in which the jury will fill out when they decide whether or not he's guilty or not. So I have those. They already geared up to file an appeal. So for them, it's not like I'm imagining for his attorneys, it's not looking good. To them, the case is not looking good. So, because why do you already muster up the info for the, muster up your appeal if it's looking good for him? Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. It's not looking good for none of the music industry. I'll say African Americans in the music industry right now. And I'll also say Latinos in the music industry right now, because they coming after y'all. Heavy and hard hitting. They are. They want your butts. Pause. No Diddy. But that's what they want. They want your behinds. Yeah. They want y'all. They gonna have their way with your little butts. So yeah, that's what's going on with R. Kelly. Oh, also with R. Kelly, one of the young ladies that was alleged to be, one of his victims, she came out did a video, said she is not a victim. She proposed to R. Kelly. He said yes. So they're engaged. That's her fiance. And told her her parents, her name is Joycelyn Savage, by the way. She told her parents to stop looking for her. She is fine. She is just good. And she don't want them to come looking for her. So, yeah. And mind you, this young lady, how she met R. Kelly in the first place, her parents took her to him. You feel me? So, that's that. But she came out and she said she is not a victim. She is not being held hostage. She proposed to him. He said yes. So now she's his fiance. And that's what it is. If he does come home, if they do put him on home detention, will they stop her from being there with him? I got questions about how that's going to work out. Like, will she be, because that's his fiance? Like, how does that work out? Or is she not allowed to be there because he's on home confinement? That means he's locked up, so he's just at home. How does that work? That's almost like Diddy saying when he was asking for bail the first time that, well, this was it the first or the second time, that he would go on home confinement. He would be on house arrest and he would not have contact with any females at all. How does that work? I've never known a dude to be on house arrest and not have company. I've known dudes that have been on house. I've dated dudes that have been on house arrest, and I was the company. I was there with them while they couldn't go nowhere, but I could go to them. So how does that work? Let me know your thoughts on how you think that works out for him and Joycelyn. I would like to know. I'm intrigued. I would like to know. Anyway, so I saved this story for last because one, this documentary has hit Netflix. I'm not sure if half of you if you've seen it or not. I have. I watched it the other day, and I was just, even though I watched the concert, I wanted the insight of the people who were not Travis Scott. So I watched it, and man, it was rough. It was rough. Wait a minute, let me see before I get into this. Okay. Doc said, I'd ask you, laugh out loud, how that works. I ain't never been with a celebrity. And I've never been with a celebrity who is in prison for said things. So I wouldn't know how to, like, the people that I knew that was on house arrest, they were selling narcotics. You know what I mean? Like, they had those kind of charges. They never had trafficking charges, RICO charges. They weren't in prison for RICO. They was just coming home, and they was like, and as a condition of you going home, you got to go on house arrest for a little while. And then they stayed on house arrest for a little bit. And then they got out of house arrest. But I've never, this is different. This is a whole different thing. You know what I'm saying? So is he going to be on house arrest for the rest of his sentence? He has 30 years. I've never seen anybody go on house arrest for a 30-year sentence. So it's different. I wouldn't know how that works. But I digress, respectfully. I've never been with anybody who has done any of that stuff. So I don't know. You can't ask me. I'm the wrong person to ask. Like I said, usually the people that I've dated that were on house arrest were on house arrest temporarily. Yeah, 30. So how is he going to be on, like, is he going to be out on house arrest for 30 years? How does that work? Can Joycelyn come over there to see him? I know if they get married, then she can get conjugal or whatever, but how does that work? I don't know how that works. I've never been with anybody who's been on house arrest for 30 years. Well, I think, how long has he been in prison? For probably like 2 to 3 years now. So, yeah, I've never, 27 years, I've never been with anybody who's been on house arrest that long. So I don't know how that works. I wouldn't know. So I'm the wrong person to ask. Okay. Don't ask me. I don't know. Like I said, temporary. They be on house arrest for a little bit and then they get off. That's how that works. Never 30 years. So never seen nobody do that. But anyway. So anyway, back to what I was saying. So I watched a documentary about Astral World. It was crazy. Crazy sad. It was a lot of stuff. A lot of intricate pieces. And they have investigated. I saw recently too, somebody was like, you know, they went to a baseball game and the Astral World stuff, why is the Astral World stuff still up three, four days later? And I'm like, because they were investigating. That's why it was still up. They can't tear down the set until they investigated. They had to investigate because there were so many victims. And a lot of crazy stuff. So that was that, right? But only reason why I bring up the Astral World thing is because Pusha T is on a rampage right now. Pusha T isn't only venting his frustrations at Kanye West in interviews. He's unloading on Travis Scott on upcoming Clips album. I know y'all heard, please tell me y'all heard it already. Please tell me you heard it. But anyway, so The Breakfast Club's Lauren LaRosa attended the Let God Sort 'Em Out album listening at Roc Nation's offices last night. Ahead of the tracks, So Be It. That's the name of the song. Okay, you have heard it. Good. Because I was like, please tell me you heard it, because Pusha is on one right now. But ahead of the track, So Be It, audio mysteriously appearing on the internet shortly after. So we heard it. Pusha painted Travis as a tender-hearted simp on the track. You cried, and this is what he said, you cried in front of me, you died in front of me, Calabasas took your, I can cuss, yeah, Calabasas took your bitch and your pride in front of me. That was like, even now it's still lethal, very lethal. It's very diabolical, one of my favorite words to use. Pusha went into detail about the lyrics in an unearthed GQ profile, explaining it was Travis meltdown collab with Drake that grinded his gears. So he don't like that he did the song. I was looking at the time like, can I cuss now? Yeah, because it was very hard to read them bars without cussing. So back in 2023, Pusha says Travis barged into a studio session he and his bro Malice was having to preview his Utopia album, including a version of Meltdown with out Drake's verse, which wound up dissing Pusha. Pusha's right hand man, Pharrell. Yeah, listen, people don't be playing about Pharrell, and I don't know why these ninjas be thinking it's a game, but people don't be playing about Pharrell. The veteran MC saved the sharpest arrows for the end of the verse. So here we go. He said, her Utopia had moved right up the street, and her lip gloss was popping. She ain't need you to eat. The net gonna call it the way that they see it. But I got the video. I can share and AE it. Oh. They wouldn't believe it, but I can't unsee it. Lucky I ain't TMZ it. So you lucky that I ain't sending the TMZ ninja. What a tangled web Pusha decided to weave. A.E. and Tyga are BFFs, and Tyga used to date Kylie, who is obviously Travis Scott's baby mama and ex-girlfriend. Pusha also took a swipe at Ye on the album, on the album's lead single, Ace Trumpets. There's definitely a pattern of vengeance here, even if Ye feels different at the moment. The long-awaited album will be released on July the 11th via Jay-Z's Roc Nation imprint, which comes on the heels of Ye making unsavory comments about Jay-Z's son. The war is on. I figured that Jay-Z would get his hands in it, because, like, once you bring my kids into it, it's a problem. Sorry. It's going to be a problem. Don't bring my kid into it. This is why I want to beat a girl up now, still to this day, because she brought my kid, and she don't even know me or my kid, but she brought my kid into it, so now I want to beat her up. Wait to Push and K-Dot drop. Listen, I heard that verse. Drop. For your F your feelings and your friends ninja track. Laugh my ass off, Luda, Usher.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
And Lil Jon style .. Listen, I heard the verse that the record company wanted them to take off the album. Off the album, whatever, from Kendrick. And I ain't gonna lie, I wouldn't have took that verse off even. I would have been like, kiss my ass. I'm not taking this fucking verse off this album. That verse is hard. I heard it today before I started the show. I almost was late for the show because I kept replaying. I would keep that verse too. I would have left too. I would have got out of there too. I would have kept it. I totally would have kept it. But yeah, that verse is hard. Like, Kendrick went off. But I say all this to say, I can put this down for a second. I say all this to say, there is a shift in the music universe. Yeah, you gotta, actually it was at the listening party. Pharrell was up there. He was getting it in. Malice and Pusha was standing, you know, they were standing in front of the DJ or whatever. It was a thing. I was joking. Oh, no, wow. Whatever. Anyway, so I say all this to say, though, there is a shift in the industry right now. And I'm not just saying one industry. I'm saying the industry as a whole. Hollywood, the music industry, the industry in itself. If you out here doing crazy stuff, it's being called out. And it's been called out in abundance. Oh, no, I'm a little, y'all, the power went off in here the other day. Oh, I'm sorry. My light wasn't on. There is a shift in the music paradigm right now. And if you did something crazy, if you did anything crazy, it's been called out right now. It is. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I am light. Is it a real thing? Wow. Yeah, well, it is right now. You feel me? Everybody's calling out. Everybody is a shift in the music industry. Things are being called out. I think as far as Travis is concerned, it was only a matter of time. And then with Pusha doing what he's doing, and then the documentary dropper, it's not looking good for Travis either. And I think the whole Travis aligning himself with Drake, anybody that got beef with Drake is coming for Travis' head immediately. And Travis, he ain't out that mob. I've never heard Travis Scott dissing anybody on record. I've yet to hear that yet. So we're gonna see how this play out. I've yet to hear that yet. I have not heard Travis do a diss record towards anybody yet. And then I'm like, what would that sound like? What would that sound like? Travis doing a diss record. He not ready for that kind of that level of rap music. You know what I mean? He's not ready for that level. He make his little songs or whatever, but he ain't ready for this. But yeah, and then speaking of Ye, so of course I told y'all he showed up to court for Diddy. I guess he trying to like, I gotta have one friend because me and Jay-Z ain't getting along. And, it was a verse where, like, even in doing, Jay-Z showed up for Beyonce's Cowboy Carter. Well, he's been there, but he actually performed with her on stage at the last concert. And he changing verses where he would say Ye's name to Bay, which B. But I'm like, is that a swipe at Ye? I don't really necessarily know, because in all fairness, he's at her concert. You know what I'm saying? Which people try to, he going at Kanye? But he's at her concert. So why would he be saying, you know, why would he be saying Kanye name? You feel me? And it's been like, for a while, we've known that they've been going at and they've been beefing. So it's, you know what I mean? Like, I think they're digging a little bit much, but, and I, like I said, if I saw Jay-Z retaliating, it wouldn't be on a concert stage. It would be just the way that he just did, by dropping this Clips album. That's how he would do it. I don't see him doing it on stage. Too many power moves, in my opinion, on his behalf. Why would I have to say anything on stage when I could just let them drop their album under my moniker? You know what I'm saying? Under my moniker. Why would I waste my breath, you feel me, to worry about saying anything to Kanye? When I could just be like, let them do it for me. You feel me? It's chess, not checkers, baby. You feel me? Like, why would I waste my breath when I'm this huge mogul at this point and I have an avenue to allow them to drop a record? You know what I mean? Like, why would I do that? So, yeah, I think they was digging a little bit much on him. He coming for Kanye? Nah, I don't think that's how he coming for Kanye. I think how he's coming for Kanye is the way I just stated. Which is dropping the album for the Clips. That'll hurt Kanye, because Kanye and Pusha had a relationship at one point in time. They was tight at one point in time. And then on top of that, Pusha is saying what he's saying on the album. Nah, I think Jay-Z, that's his revenge to Kanye. Him not saying his name on stage is not the revenge. Okay? So, yeah, that's that. That's how I feel about that. That is his revenge. Not him being on the stage changing the name from Ye to Bay. You feel me? That's not the revenge. That don't even hurt. Like, who cares about that? But what I do care about is you releasing the album when it's going for my jugular. Yeah, That would hurt. That definitely shows that there's no brotherhood anymore. So it is what it is. Yeah. But like I said, I saved that story for last because like it's a lot going on right now in this music industry. A lot. And I feel like the tables are turning. And if you did anything wrong to anybody, you will get your just desserts eventually. And it's not just the even now to Perez, Desiree Perez from Roc Nation. You know what I mean? She was doing stuff, underhanded stuff, and now it's coming to the light. It's the tables are turning. Let's just say that when it comes to these people and how they move. So we got to see. Y'all, so Wednesday I will be showing a few things, and we will be talking about this Diddy. Listen, after this indictment, unless we get an appeal or something, I'm tired of covering Diddy. I am. So I can't wait for it to be over. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm over him and his shenanigans. And I would like to get to this Desiree Perez case among finishing up the Big U situation. We need a final exam before the love notes. I'll give it to you after the love notes. Because that's not the order of things around here. But I'll give it to you in a few minutes. Let me think on it. Let me do the love notes first. But yeah, so the tables are turning. Things are different now. So watch how you do, people, because it could come bite you in the butt. And also, they're saying that Kanye has been showing up for Diddy. I've gotten two different takes on it. One is because Diddy has something that he's holding over his head, which might explain the yes, sir, when they was talking on the phone, on the video. Or the other thing is he could be antagonizing Diddy because, remember, he had a whole beef with him, too. He called Diddy the feds and all kinds of stuff. So maybe he's antagonizing him. It could be either or, but I'm like, you don't want Kanye to speak for you. You don't want Kanye to speak for you. So that's why he wasn't on the stand. He just came to support. Also, in court today for support for Diddy, G Depp's showed up, which was shocking. But G Depp, he said he came to support Diddy and have his back. So, you know what I mean? That happened. But we will get into all the legal stuff on Wednesday. So make sure y'all prepare for that. But right now, it is time for me to show some love. I want to show some love to anybody who's watching from Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. I adore you. I love you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, and Rumble. Because our numbers is going up over there in Rumble. I kind of like Rumble a little bit. A lot of it, actually. Our numbers is going up over there. Yeah, so I would like to thank anybody who's watching from any of those platforms. That's live love. Or replay love, depending on how you wanna carry it. It is what it is. But right now it's time to show some love to my listener audience. They are our largest audience, and I appreciate them so much for the love, the loyalty, and you just for returning and coming back again and again. It's time for the love notes. Love notes. How do we come up with the name Love Notes? Well, I used to call it Love. Doc used to call it Show Notes. I was never going to call it Show Notes. But then we bickered until we came to the compromise, because we realized that there is no love without compromise. So we came to the compromise, and now we call it Love Notes, and I would never change that for anything in the world. Doc also said I had a stack of papers the size of a composition notebook. Ha, 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 ha. I did not. It was a lot of papers, though. It was a lot of papers. It was. Oh, wait. I got to put the... Okay. Give me 1 second, y'all. I got to figure... Okay. There we go. It was a lot of papers, but I don't do that anymore. I've gone green. Now I do this. It's all love. Thank you for the love. Shout out to the top six, the United States, the United Kingdom, India, China, Canada, Belgium, specifically Brussels. I love you guys. Thank you for the love and loyalty and dedication. I love you guys so much, you guys. Oh, make my heart patter. Russia, Indonesia, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, Turkey, Switzerland, Germany, Mexico, Austria, Philippines, and Kenya. Hi, babies. Thank you for the love. I love you too. Pakistan, Romania, South Africa, Nigeria, Brazil, Singapore, Netherlands, Singapore, Spain, Ireland, and Nepal. I love you all. Thank you for the love. You guys are extraordinary. Mauritius, Israel, Hong Kong, France, Poland, Tunisia, Venezuela, baby, Czech Republic, Portugal, and Morocco. Hi, honeys. Thank you for the love. I appreciate you so much. Thank you. Ghana, Finland, Cameroon, Lithuania, Sweden, Bangladesh, and Latvia. Hi. Thank you. I love you. Thank you for the love. I appreciate you guys a lot. You have no clue how much I love you guys. You guys are extraordinary. So extraordinary. I promise. Hungary, Greece, Denmark, Jamaica, burr, 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 Slovakia, Ukraine, and Peru. Hi, booze. I love you too. You guys make my heart just... Oh, y'all just fill me with so much joy, this list. Last but not least, Italy, Egypt, and Malta. Yeah, I heard them islands is sweet in Malta. I already know what I'm getting out of Italy. I would love to go to Italy as well. And Egypt, man. I want to travel. I hope that this ban gets lifted because I need to go to some of these places. And Trump is a hater. He hating on my little travel plans. I don't like it. I don't like it. I want to travel. I want to see the world. I do. Let's get to what Doc has said. Doc has said, top flight, catch the vibes. When you scared and don't want to go or go back, you can play sick. You hear that, Kels? He's going to be on house arrest, apparently, for 27 years, which is insane. Insane. And then I want to know what he did to them girls, well, that girl, because the other one, Azriel, she got out of there. I think that's how you say her name. She got out of there. She was like, I ain't got time for this. I got to get low. But Joycelyn, she's staying down. And I want to know what he did to her to make her stay down. Like, what he was doing to her to make her stay down? Like, how she down? Because she might marry that man. Let me see. We're going to do 2002. That's our year, Doc. I had to think about it. And what did he do to that girl? Worldwide QTNA, who worse or cray? Yay or Cuba? Gay is crazy. Like, he's worse. Cuba, he is a weirdo who like man thigh meat. So I'm going to go with yay. I'm going to go with yay. Y'all might differ, but I'm going to go with yay. He's crazier. Cuba just like man thigh meat and act like he ain't do nothing. I couldn't. That was funny to me. Like, oh my gosh, he chimed in. I've been waiting for him to chime in forever. Cuba finally chimed in. What the hell? Like, what the, oh my gosh. And he chimed in. Doc has said, hit that like button, tune in, radio show, live show, get the app. My name is Kat Lee, and I approve this message. I do. Yes. Yeah, I'm going to go with Kanye. Kanye's crazy. Thank you. Thank you, baby. My name is Kat Lee, and I approve this message. Yes, I'm going to go with Kanye. Kanye is a little bit nuttier, in my opinion, than Cuba. Cuba is just a horny toad. He want anything. Man thigh meat. ladies boobs. He want it all. Kanye is nuts. And apparently a Nazi, in his opinion. I don't know what's going on with Kanye. I don't. So I'm going to go with Kanye. Kanye is worse. And I hate that I had to put him back in my news, but he back in my news. I said I wasn't going to talk about him no more. But it's kind of hard not to talk about Kanye, especially when he tied into everybody. Like, even with this Clips album, it wasn't about Kanye, but he happened to be a part of the news. You know what I'm saying? Like this Diddy trial, that's not about Kanye, but he happens to be inserted in that news. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of hard not to talk about Kanye, but I just, if it's just his news, and then he's still going, and then that's the other thing, he still got a case that he going through. So, but it's civil, it's not an indictment, but still, you know what I'm saying? So I get where people could say that maybe Diddy got some things hanging over his head. And then it's been alleged, we don't know because it just said a rapper and his wife or girlfriend. But we assuming that that was Kanye and Bianca at the little situation, the little jump off thing that Jamie Doe, aka 50 Cent baby mama, was at. I know that they say, the court say that that you can't, but I'm not at the court, so I'm not, but it's easy to know who it is, because like I said, she was already in Lil Rod's case. We read that. Her name was clear as day, Daphne Joy. It was in the case, so it is what it is. So I'm not the one who's not allowed to say it. The people who attend the court or report from the court is not allowed to say it, but I'm gonna say it. So yeah. So maybe, I don't know. Yeah, .. You know how that go. You know how that go. But I will say this. Maybe Diddy do got something over Kanye head. And like, you know what? All that shit you talk, all that shit you was talking, oh boy, I'm Playboy. I'm trying to sound like Diddy. Playboy. Daddy, what else did he be saying? All that, I got you. You better be at the court or else. It's all coming out. So we're going to talk about the Diddy stuff on Wednesday. But anyway, let me say these things I need to say real quick. Yo, it's 88 degrees right now in Baltimore. It's supposed to be 97 tomorrow. I'm not going outside. You can kiss my ass. I won't be out there. I had to go. I had an appointment. Well, I had an appointment I had to go to earlier today. And I promise you, I almost died outside. Oh my gosh, I almost died. Anyway, join the conversation. You can do that by calling in. You can send a text message or you could drop a comment. The number is 443-551-5963. 443-551-5963. Hit us up if you would like to have a little conversation. Want to talk about some things, contact at ambitiouslyent.com or ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. Either one, I answer both. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, every subscription that we can get. I try to keep y'all abreast on what's going on, and I want y'all to be here to talk about it. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com, www.ambitiouslyent.com. And while you're over there, join our coffee community so we can have salacious, titillating, and taboo conversations. And I can cuss whenever the fuck I feel like it. Because I hate waiting. I hate censorship, and I hate waiting just to say the words that I like to say. Yes, I cuss like a sailor. I get it. I get it. It's okay. It'll be all right. Everybody will be all right. And much, much love to our residential DJ, Rukaze. He showed off Friday. He ought to be ashamed of himself. No, he shouldn't. He shouldn't be ashamed of himself. He showed his ass on Friday. I love him for that. But big shout out to DJ Rukaze. Go DJ. Because that's my DJ. Yeah, big shout out to DJ Rukaze. And let us know how you feel about our mixes every Friday, because we drop a new one every Friday and you never hear the same song twice. Ever. So, yeah, check that out. Check that out, homie. Check that out. Check that out. Oh, yeah. Let me see what Doc said before I get to my tonight's sermon. I gotta get to tonight's sermon. Doc has said Diddy had balls over Kanye. Wait, Doc said Diddy had balls over Kanye head. Laughed my ass off, shaking my head. Now, apparently so. Heavy balls. Heavy cojones. It was crazy. It's crazy. Ye made that weird ass song. Yeah. He already admitted that he too was an offender. So I don't know. I don't even know why he made that. I'm like, why? For what? That's why he worse. Cause then you come out and make a song talking about what you did to your little cut. That's crazy. Anyway, salute to DJ Rukezi. Yes, for sure. For sure. Yeah, it's time for the sermon. It is. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Gotta get my arm. Gotta get ready. Good evening, congregation. This tonight's sermon is going to be my typical sermon. I give this sermon every night. He said, Cuba can't rap. I'm just, and yeah, Cuba can't rap. But he can break dance and grab thigh meat. I don't know. Anyway, I'm getting off of Cuba because I can't do no more Cuba right now. It's just too much. It's too much. Anyway, tonight's sermon. I'm gonna start this sermon off as I usually do by telling you to mind your business. Mind your motherfucking business. Everybody's business is not your business, except for on Media Mondays like tonight, where I tell y'all everybody's business because I'm nosy and I be wanting y'all to be nosy with me. And how I'm gonna be on the gab beat if y'all not paying attention to the gab beat? I'm giving you the gab. Get on the trade. Get on it. But anyway, tap in. I try not to tell people's business, but it gets hard sometimes to not, because some of the things that we talk about, it's pretty hard. I mean, it's pretty hard. But I don't do it intentionally. It just happens like that. The wiretap, if you have a case and it's high profile, and I could pull the docket, I could pull the case. I'm going to read it. Me and my partner, I'm good. We're going to read it. So just don't have a case. And don't be diabolical. I gotta use that word first tonight because Pusha is diabolical right now. Diabolical. Crazy word. But don't be diabolical, depraved, sinister, heinous, disgusting, foul. Stupid, an idiot, a dumbass, a fucking degenerate, a fucking, just don't be any, I'm gonna use that word, insidious. Don't be any of those things, and I won't read your court case. I mean, well, don't have a court case, and I won't read your court case, because I'm gonna read it. Child, I'm gonna read it. You about it. So just don't be any of those things, and then I won't read it. Yeah. Let the church say amen. I'm going to read it. Wet and Wire, we're going to do one of those before we hop into the next case because I need a little detox from these cases. And then we'll hop on to the next case. But it's more me and Doc's business. It's more our business, I'll be telling. And Cattails. Go over to Rumble. You'll be able to catch that. If you did something and you happen to be the subject matter of that particular episode of Cattails, just don't say nothing. I changed the names. Don't nobody know your name. They don't know it's you unless you say something, dumbass. So if you say something, then they're going to know it's you. And like Doc would say, a hit dog will holler. So just shut up and don't say anything. Won't nobody know I'm talking to you. You don't know I'm talking about you because you know what you did. But they won't know that I'm talking about you. Okay. All right. Love your babies. Hug your babies. Encourage your babies. Tell your babies that they are the GOAT, the greatest of all times. They need their encouragement. They need that love. They need that guidance, and they need that acceptance. And it's up to us as the parents of these beautiful specimens that we gave birth to or helped give birth to have their backs. Like, it's our job to tell them that they are the GOAT. It is. So just do it, dumbass. Tell them that they are the GOAT. Let them know. It's your job. It's your freaking job. Tell them. If they want to work for NASA, tell them to be best astronaut, engineer, receptionist, janitor, secretary, whatever the hell else they do over there at NASA. I don't know. Never worked for NASA. But I do know that you should go get a telescope and not the kind that you look through your neighbor's windows with you perk. Plus, you're not going to see anything with that anyway. You need to go get you a good one, a real one. Requires a little assembly. A little bit. Comes with lenses, scopes, beams, apps. My recommendation, National Geographic, they got good ones. That's where mine came from. Put it together, go outside and discover some shit with your kid. Maybe an asteroid, a comet, a meteor that I hope is going past you and not coming at you. A planet that they say is not a planet anymore, but in my fucking opinion, it's going to always be a planet, because fuck that. You don't make me build a solar system and tell me, you got to have Pluto in it. Like, fuck you. It's a planet. Or maybe even a UFO, and if you, they're going to probe you, so they ain't going to know anyway. So I'm telling you now, so when they probe you, they can know that I do not want the referral. I do not want to be banged up, and I do not want to be probed, okay? I'm cool off that. Stay where you at. Leave me alone. If they want to work for NASCAR, tell them to be best NASCAR driver, pit boss, pit crew member, commentator, fucking engineer, they got those over there too, or whatever they do over there in NASCAR. All I know is that they got a need for speed, and at one point in time, the muscle car was king, and in my opinion, the muscle car will always be king. I love muscle cars. I do. I love me a muscle car. But whatever the case may be, whatever it is that they want to be, encourage them to be great, have their backs, and just tell them that they're cool. That's it. All right, time for the fair warning. I need I'm going to get me some new sound effects too, but fair warning. Fair warning. Stay in your lane, my lane, your lane, not the same. Not the same at all. It's not. It's really not. Your lane is over there. Mine is over here. Stay in yours. Don't jump in mine. You jump in mine, you're going to get something that you do not want. And I promise you, baby, you don't want it. She is not nice. She is not sweet. She is not kind. She's a bitch. So let her be the bitch that she is over there in the pride, eating her gazelle, feeding her cub, and living her life. Stay in your lane. Because you jump in, do not break the glass. Do not push the button. That's just fair warning. Do not do anything, because you do that, you're going to get her. You do not want her. You don't want her at all. I'm trying to help you out. I'm trying to help you. You want the 2-for-1 special. Let me get the menu. Let me tell you what's on the menu real quick. The 2-for-1 special. On the menu, you get two for the price of one, which is staying in your lane. If you're in your lane, and you get the two for the one. You're going to get her. She's nice, sweet, kind, and cuddly, and all that good stuff. You want her. Oh, you want her. You want her real bad. You want her real bad. And when you get her, hey, you big perv bitches, you're going to get her. And let me tell you, when Kat is purring, Kat is a happy, 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 happy girl. Hey, you big perv bitches. Sorry. My bad. I'm calm it down. But hey, you big perv bitches. Plus, what usually happens when you jump into other people's lanes is a collision. And who the fuck needs that? I don't need that for me. I don't need that for you. We don't need that for we. So just stay the fuck in your lane, and everything is copacetic and cool. Everything is cool. Everything is cool. Pick and choose your battles wisely. Because every battle is not a battle for you to fight. J. Cole had it right. He was wise. He knew what he was doing when he did. And y'all made all the fun of that boy, but he knew what he was doing. He was a smart boy. Smart, smart boy. Yeah, pick and choose your battles wisely. Every battle is not a battle for you to fight. You know who didn't know to listen to me? He never listened to me anyway, and look where he at now. Petty Boots, a.k.a. Little Caligula, a.k.a. Baby. little Boots, a.k.a. Oh, no, his Drake. He didn't listen to me. He never listened to me. And now look where he at now. And now he done brought other people into the situation because now Travis is involved in it. Now Travis is getting it. I think Travis is going to be smart and following. Well, he can't. I don't see him as a battle rapper, so I just thought I've never heard of this song from Travis, so I don't know. But anyway, you lied, Petty Boots. You lied. You said you studied hip hop. Well, if you studied hip hop, then you would know that Mobb Deep told you a long time ago. They said that there is a war going on outside and that no man is safe from it. They said, Petty Boots, you can run, but you can't hide forever in these streets that we done took. They said, Baby Caligula. Baby Caligula. You walking with your head down, scared to look. They said, little Boots, you are shook because ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Drake, they said, you scared to death. You scared to look. You shook. Okay, whatever. Mama say, Mama sign, Mama Michael sign. I'm tired of saying Mama sign, Mama Michael sign every time I say that. But anyway, worry about the war. Fuck the battle. The war is the bigger picture. That's the thing you gotta worry about. And so, right now, Kendrick won the war. Sorry, Drake. He won. Oh, he won. Oh, he won. Yeah. That's that. Be you. Be authentically, amazingly, wonderfully you. You. Remember that what they eat does not make you shit. And vice versa. And also, even if they say that they hate the way that you walk, the way that you talk, and the way that you dress, you can't help the way that you walk. You can't help the way that you dress. You can't help the way that you talk, though. Stop making up fake accents, and you'll be all right. cut that part out. And stop. And drop the lawsuit already. It's stupid at this point. Just drop it. Drop it. Drop it. Stupid at this point. But, yeah. But be a weird dresser. There's nothing wrong with that. And you can't help the way you walk. But know this, you can't make people happy. You can add to their happiness, but you cannot make them happy. You can only make yourself happy. You gotta focus on yourself. And then if by chance you bless them with your joyous happiness and it brings happiness to them, then that's a beautiful thing. You came in this world by yourself. You're going to leave by yourself, baby. You are, even if you are a twin, unless you're conjoined. I don't know how that works, so I'm not going to even go there. But you're going to go by yourself, babes. Listen, no matter how much you try to fix it, make it better, tweak it so they won't, so they'll be happy, they won't be. They won't be. You'll find something else to bitch about. They will. They will. They absolutely fucking will. I promise you they will. So just focus on what you gotta do for you. Everybody else will be okay. Okay? They will be just fine. Focus on you and what you gotta do. Fuck them. And dream. Dream big. Dream so big that your dreams exceed the universe. I mean, they go in a whole nother dimension. You feel me? Dream that big. And don't let people tell you what you're trying to accomplish can't happen. Because they will try to tell you that. They will. They will. And like I always tell you, let them know that you don't want to be misery's company. Because fuck that. Who wants to keep company with misery? I don't. Stay your ass away from me, misery. But once you realize the dream and visualize the dream, plan to execute, because that's the only way it's going to happen. It ain't going to happen just because you have the dream. You have to do something to make the dream happen. And then once you do that, everything will be all right. Everything will be, you'll be blessed, put it like that. But anyway, y'all, it's time for me to get up out of here. I will see y'all tomorrow night for the tap-in. Doc and I will do our final exam, and then we will get into this nostalgia. Let's go. Anyway, but until then, I'll see y'all. I gotta go. Bye. I love y'all. Good night. I gotta go. If I can ever get this thing to work. Okay, I don't know what's happening, but okay.
Oh, I'm